And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. It was on this day in 1977 that Voyager 2 was launched by NASA to explore the planets of our solar system and to take the first close-up photographs of the giant planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Just before the Voyagers took off, a committee of scientists led by Carl Sagan decided to put on board each Voyager a message from Earth in case extraterrestrials ever found them. At the time, the Cold War was at its height, and some members of the committee considered that these spacecraft and their contents might be the last traces of the human race left in the universe after a nuclear war. The Voyagers were each equipped with a gold-plated phonograph containing a variety of earthly sounds, including a heartbeat, a mother's kiss, wind, rain, surf, a chimpanzee, footsteps, laughter, the music of Bach, Mozart, and the Chuck Berry song, Johnny Be Good. Carl Sagan said, "The launching of this bottle into the cosmic ocean says something very hopeful about life on this planet." Today, the Voyagers have traveled farther from Earth than any other human-made objects in history. Both have gone well beyond Pluto, the farthest planet from the Sun. Voyager 2, launched on this day in 1977, is currently approaching the outer limits of our solar system, headed toward Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. It's the birthday of the Gothic horror author H.P. Lovecraft, born in Providence, Rhode Island. At the time, most horror stories were about ghosts and vampires, but Lovecraft wrote about his fear of modern science. He believed that people like Albert Einstein were learning too much about the secrets of the universe and that those secrets could destroy us. He began to write stories about scholars who accidentally stumble onto the horrible knowledge of lost, monstrous gods. He began to publish his stories in pulp magazines like Weird Tales and Astounding Stories. He never made much money from these stories, so he also worked as a ghostwriter, and among his clients was the escape artist Harry Houdini. Lovecraft said, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear, and the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown." And here's a poem by Robert Lowell entitled The Old Flame. My old flame, my wife, remember our lists of birds. One morning last summer, I drove by our house in Maine. It was still on top of its hill. Now a red ear of Indian maize was splashed on the door. Old Glory with 13 stars hung on a pole. The clapboard was old red schoolhouse red. Inside, a new landlord, a new wife, a new broom. Atlantic seaboard antique shop pewter and plunder shone in each room. A new frontier. No running next door now to phone the sheriff for his taxi to Bath and the state liquor store. No one saw your ghostly, imaginary lover stare through the window and tighten the scarf at his throat. Health to the new people, health to their flag, to their old restored house on the hill. Everything had been swept bare, furnished, garnished, and aired. Everything's changed for the best. How quivering and fierce we were, there snowbound together, simmering like wasps in our tent of books. Poor ghost, old love, speak with your old voice of flaming insight that kept us awake all night. In one bed and apart, we heard the plow groaning uphill, a red light, then a blue, as it tossed off the snow to the side of the road. The Old Flame, a poem by Robert Lowell from his Collected Poems, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.